tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be
an actress.
I want to be a model.
Or good day, boys and girls. Well, it must be Sunday because we have our mommies, daddies, grandpa, grandma, and grandpa Robert, and aunts and uncles, and, oh, just people who just care about kids. So we're so thankful that you're letting us come into your possibly cool home, because if it's like it is here, it's a very, very hot day. And I'm so glad to be able to have Starfish with us today.
Hello, boys and girls. How is everyone doing this wonderful, wonderful Sunday summer evening? I know you're so excited. The summer days are certainly here.
Yes, they are, Starfish. And it seems as though they're coming to a close because it's August. So we're going to be able to talk still a few more things to talk about summer, but we want to make sure that this time we're going to be talking about finding your place. Boys and girls, do you know what place you have? Are you the oldest? Are you the youngest? Or are you not sure of where you are right now? Because maybe you were a baby, but now you're getting older. Here it is.
Finding your place. I know some of you might have your own place in your room. Maybe you have a bunk bed and you close it off on the top bunk where no one can see. Or some might have their own place up in a treetop and have a wonderful treehouse and a secret hideout with all of their friends. Aunt Jules, what song would you like to play about finding your place?
Well, I would like to play the song that when I was little.
You can do it all by yourself?
Yes, because we're going to be reading the book When I Was Little. And, boys and girls, you know what finding your place is because you might be the oldest in your family or you might be the youngest. But we're going to help you find your place because you can do it by yourself. By yourself, and because of that, there are so many activities that you can get involved in during the summer. It is not quite the same as it was for you last summer, because now you can do all kinds of things. You might have your cousins come over, and you might be able to pick the activities for you to do this time. Or you might go camping or going on a family trip or even going to the movies because you can do it by yourself. And speaking of movies, we went to see a wonderful, wonderful movie. We had a screening, which means, boys and girls, we saw it before everybody else got a chance to see it. And it was called The Odd Life of Timothy Green. And guess what? Starfish was able to go with me.
It was so much fun.
Lots of fun. Boys and girls, imagine going to a screening, going to see a movie that no one else has seen yet, and you have the opportunity to be able to see. We enjoyed it so much. There was lots of kids with their families, lots of boys and girls with popcorn peanuts. They were just eager to see, how is this Disney movie going to be? Would they be very excited about it? Now, this is about, of course, a very fun-loving couple, just like many of you, your mom and dad, so eager and excited to find out what exactly is this child going to be like? Is it going to be like mommy or daddy or aunt or uncle? And what they do is make a list. And that happens to be a very funny list. And they have a great time in deciding what does each one want to see when they have that child. Sometimes, boys and girls, just like anything that you have, a dream, it might not be quite like you think, but it still is fun in thinking about it. And that's what this movie's about. It's really wonderful. I think it's something that's great that you can be able to share with your mommy and daddy. Of course, it's a fantasy, because this little boy doesn't come in the same way that many of you. So I would highly recommend it.
Yes, boys and girls, and just like how that couple on the movie dreamed, you can dream too. So if you want to become a soccer player, you can write little notes down like score 5 goals, strong, fast, having teamwork, of course, confident. These are little words that you can put down as your goals to lead up to accomplishing your dream. If you want to become a scientist, you can say, write, work real hard. What other words can they do for scientists, becoming a scientist?
Well, they can also talk about going to some of the movies so that you have an opportunity to see what does an astronaut do, or maybe even read a book to find out about the planets or the solar system. And what kinds of things can you do to become that? Or maybe you might even get a costume that is from an astronaut. Plenty of things that you can be able to do. And we are very familiar about writing lists, aren't we, Starfish? Because that's what we have to do in order to get ready for something.
Lists are our favorite because I know all of you boys and girls are so organized. And we have, of course, a bedtime list because on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, brought to you by Blake Radio, we love having lists and getting ready for bed. So, of course, we can't go on without our bedtime list. Boys and girls, what are you going to do first? After you eat your dinner, you're going to get your favorite PJs out, of course. Take a bath, wash up, scrub, scrub, scrub. Wash that face, don't forget behind your ears. And then brush your teeth. Of course, we have to have pearly whites. Once you brush your teeth and wash your face and take a bath, then you have your favorite PJs and you can snuggle up with grandma and grandpa and mommy and daddy or aunt and uncle and your favorite snuggly wuggly bear. And read a story. Boys and girls, let's sit back and listen to Aunt Jewel's bedtime list. Here we go.
At night, check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are your PJs on?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Boys and girls, that is some list. And I bet you Grandpa Roberts has already done some of those things and already ready for bedtime. But just like we were talking about, the summertime, sometimes it's so long that you don't even think that it's time for bed because the sun is still out. And you wonder, what should I do? And what kind of activities? Well, Starfish and I just talked about going to the movies with your mom or dad or your friends, and we strongly recommend The Odd Life of Timothy Green. So next week, tell us about how you felt when you see that, because that starts on August 15th, so get ready for that. So I know that you boys and girls have your favorite pajamas on. I already see Jaden. Jaden is putting his on. He has his fire truck. And his little brother, or actually his bigger brother, Tony, has his Spider-Man. And we have Jennifer. I'm not sure what pajamas Jennifer wears, but I'm sure she'll find those out. So, boys and girls, you know that a lot of times that you're ready to hear a story. And we're going to hear a story about when I was little. But little Derek, what are you doing? Do you have that thumb in your mouth? Or do you have that pacifier? No, not quite yet. We saw a picture of little Derek, and he looks so bubbly. I know that he is probably getting ready for sleep. Doesn't want to go yet, but he will soon be there. Little Derek, how are you doing today? And we have this book that I know that you'll love to read called When I Was Little. Believe it or not, you'll grow up. Now, this story is about a 4-year-old, and it's memoirs of her youth. Can you imagine? imagine already she wrote a book on being poor. Now, this is by Jamie Lee Curtis, and it was illustrated by Laura Cornell. Believe it or not, like we said, boys and girls, even if you have an older brother or sister, you will also grow older. Now, when I was little, I was a baby. When I was little, I cried a lot. Now I use words. No! When I was little, I didn't know I was a girl. My mommy told me. When I was little, I had silly hair. Now I can wear it in a ponytail or braids or pigtails or with pom-poms. And I wonder, what about you, Casey? How do you wear your hair? Now, when I was little, I didn't get to eat Captain Crunch or paint my toenails bubblegum pink. Oh, I know that. Ashley paints her toenails, but of course Ashley is a big sister. And Duncan, how are you doing? When I was little, I spilled a lot. My mom said I was a handful. Now I'm helpful. When I was little, I rode in a baby car seat. I bet you boys and girls, a lot of you know what that is. Now I ride like and weigh at When I was little, I went to mommy and me. Wasn't that fun, boys and girls? And some of you went to Gymboree. Now I go to nursing school, and I have cheeses and cubbies and nap time and sequel. Very soon, boys and girls, some of you didn't even know last year to go this time to nursing school. When I was little, I didn't understand time out. Now I do. But I don't like them. When I was little, I made up words like When I was little, I swam in the pool with boys. But now we wear bathing suits, but we don't wear floaties. That will happen to you if it hasn't already. When I was little, the slide at the park was so big. Now it's smaller, but I still like my granny to put the bottom for me. Come on, here's my arm. Come on down, you can do it. When I was little, I ate goo and yucky stuff. Now I eat pizza and noodles and fruits. And Cheetos. When I was little, I had two front teeth. Now I have lots, and I know how to brush them. Now, when I was little, I slept in a zoo. Now I sleep in a big bed and get to play with monkeys and bears. When I was little, I kissed Mom and Dad good every night. I still do, but only after they each read me a book and we play tickle torture. When I was little, I didn't know what a family was. When I was little, I didn't know what dreams were. When I was little, I didn't know who I was. Now I do.
Wow, when you were little, that sounds so amazing. Boys and girls, can you remember when you were just a little tad, a little young lad? I know all the things that you did. Maybe you went to Disneyland, Disney World with your cousins,
and you went on the small little roller coasters, of course, when you were little. So many adventurous things, and the best thing about it is there's so much more to come in your older years when you're 5. Oh, so old, Aunt Jewel.
I know, kindergarten, and you probably can't even wait till you get to go to school. But of course, if you have older brothers and sisters, I know you were excited about going, but you probably went to day camp or nursery school or maybe even to a playgroup with your mommy, and that was a lot of fun. So, boys and girls, do you know what your place is? What order are you in your family? Are you the oldest? Are you the youngest? Are you even by yourself? Or you might even be twins or triplets. We even had a twin here not too long ago who grew up and is a teacher. That was fun. So you do get to grow up, too. So right now, we will get ready to see how the day is going to be. What are you going to do? Is there someone that you would like to talk to? Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories and Blake Radio Network is so happy that we're able to talk to you and you're able to have us in your room and tell other boys and girls, because we now have a lot of boys and girls joining us and they're listening to you. Starfish is even able to share with them how her adventures are when she goes out into her world. And her world is a little different than our world. Her world is in the water. So it's different than us. So she's a little different than we are because we're on land. And Starfish spends a lot of her time in the water. So she has a very good friend that is also different, but he can still love and care for him and also make him our friend. So, Starfish, would you love to share your books with us?
Of course. As you know, I live deep in the sea, but I also have friends who not only have two legs, which some might call the humans, I have four-legged friends. One of my friends is called the Odd Dog. He's my favorite. His name is Peanut. I'm going to read you about him. As the story reminds me of my friend. And it might even be about my friend. We will see. Boys and girls, get ready for our story, our warm-up story before our bedtime story. I know you guys love reading stories. This book is called Odd Dog by Claudia Bolt. Claudia is not only the author, but she's the illustrator as well. Good job, Claudia. We have publishers who are Random House Children's Books. How can we forget them? Here we go. Let's take a trip to dreamland, boys and girls. Peanut was an odd dog. Unlike all the other dogs, he did not care for bones, but he loved apples. His apple tree was his pride and joy. Peanut loved the apples from his tree so much that he was always worried that his neighbor Milo was plotting to steal them. At night, Peanut dreamed about his apple tree. Sometimes he'd wake up so worried that he couldn't get back to sleep. And sometimes he would have nightmares that Milo had found a way to steal one of the apples, or even worse, all of them. So he counted them every morning just to make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, they're still here. One day, just disaster struck. The juiciest apple of all was just about to fall into Milo's garden. There was no time to lose. Peanut tried everything.
Jump! Jump!
Maybe I'll throw some water. But no luck. Milo's going to get my best apple, just like he always gets everything, Peanut thought. It's not fair. Peanut was feeling dreadfully sorry for himself when all of a sudden, oh no! The apple fell.
Quang!
The apple landed in Milo's bowl. But instead of eating the apple, Milo said,
here you go, Peanut. This apple looks very ripe and juicy, and I know how much you love them.
Peanut was surprised. Oh, he said. Thank you. Would you like a bite?
No. Thank you very much, said Milo. I don't really like apples. I love bones.
Peanut wanted to thank Milo for returning the apple, so he invited him for a picnic. And from that day on, they were the very, very, very best of friends. The end.
Oh, I like that book. I know that that's going to happen so many times to you boys and girls when you have your new adventures, because summertime brings out lots of family and lots of boys and girls outside. And to be able to share, and he didn't think that he had anything that was similar to each other, but they soon found out how much fun it is to be able to have friends. And that's what you're going to be able to find out, too, during the summer. Because summer is such a great time to be outdoors, to go camping, to be with your family, to be with your friends, to go visiting and vacations, and maybe even going to parks. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. Don't you think so, Starfish?
Of course. It is certainly a wonderful time. It's a time when you spend with many friends, many family, and also when you spend time with your friends and family, it's not just for one day of the weekend. It could be for an entire week, an entire month, so many more hours than you really would spend during the school year. So it's important to learn, especially how Peanut learned, how to share, because you'll understand others' likes and dislikes the longer you spend with them. And it allows you to grow.
Especially if you're seeing Grandma and Grandpa, you're going to learn a lot that you didn't even learn from, you didn't even know from your mommy and daddy, because it's so different to be with them. The other thing that's going to happen is you're going to make friends that you didn't even know that you would even like. And you'll find out some things that you like or you don't like, because you're going to, what, boys and girls? Find your place. And you're going to be so thrilled that you know what it is, because you'll be able to share and have a great time. I'm so happy that you've come to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime with Blake Radio Network, because you are learning so much today. But I wonder, Starfish, are they sleepy yet?
Are you sleepy, boys and girls? I see Grandpa dozing off. His head keeps nodding, but he's trying to keep that one eye open. Grandpa, don't fall asleep. But here on Aunt Jewel's radio show, we always love to acknowledge any accomplishments, any celebration of the boys and girls, of our favorite listeners. And one person who I would like to acknowledge, she actually was a youth co-host. Her name is Alara. Alara, we would like to say happy birthday. Her birthday was on Monday. Alara, from Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, we would like to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alara.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
birthday, Alara.
From Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story
and Starfish.
Happy birthday. Birthdays are so special and so much fun. And happy birthday, Claudette, because it was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Claudette. Well, boys and girls, are you ready? Are you sleepy yet? You don't want to quite go to sleep. You're trying to keep those eyes wide open. It's hard to do. So we're going to keep trying to see if we can get you to fall asleep. And make sure that very special dolly that you have, make sure she's right with you. And I know you didn't forget to give any hugs to your mommy, daddy, or grandpa, or grandma. Give them that big little hug. And grandma's already fluffed up that pillow. So you're ready to go. And boys and girls, did you brush your teeth? Or also, do you have that special straw in your drink? You know what, Starfish? Brooklyn, she always has a special straw in her drink. When Brooklyn came to visit in D.C., she had so much fun, and she brought that straw wherever she went. She even had it during bedtime. And she didn't even slurp. So hard to do. And we also had another favorite. I think we had a lot of favorite little kids that came out to D.C. We had Brandon. We had, oh, boys and girls, there was Blake. Blakey was there. And Frank and his mommy, Tasha. And there's also Danny. And Starfish, name some of the kids that came out.
Of course. We can't forget little Mason and our star athlete, Mitchell. She's going to be a great, great athlete when she grows up. Aunt Jules, can you believe she plays on the baseball team with boys? But guess what? She knows she can do it.
Because she knows her place, which is what, oh my goodness, that's what we're talking about, finding your place, despite the fact that pretty much everybody on her team is boys, she can still play because she's found her place. So, boys and girls, I want you to sit back because we're going to be talking about another story. But before we do that, the reason why we're talking about all these activities and all the fun that you're having, because summertime soon will be over. Soon it will be time for you to get ready for school or staying with the babysitter or going to nursery school. The long days are getting shorter, as you probably already know. From it's different from May to now August. Starfish, would you like to hear a song about summer?
Of course. Summer. By India Ari.
Bring you back my way.
boys and girls, don't get too sad because summer's over, because each season has a very special moment. But we have to admit, we had a great time. And I know that Grandpa Roberts had a great time because he was able to see all his basketball games, and especially because of the Olympics, saw it even longer. So we want you to get ready because we're going to make sure that we talk to you. Oh, no. Can we talk to some of you? Some of you are getting sleepy. Are you sleepy yet? I'm not sure. But I know one way that you can be able to tell, and I know that Duncan can tell you that, and that is yawning. Oh, boys and girls, when you see someone yawn, it's so hard to not yawn too because it's so contagious. You see one person yawn, it makes you want to yawn. Ooh.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
I see he's
done it.
I think that you would love. Now make sure that you're ready. You already have your warm milk and you're ready to go. So let's hear it for the next book. It's called I Missed You, Stinky Face. It's written by Lisa McCourt and illustrated by Sid Moore. Now it's a Scholastic book, and for those of you that are going to school, you know the name Scholastic. And also, boys and girls, what makes you feel comfortable to go to sleep is you know that your grandpa or grandma are very near, or your mommy and daddy, or your babysitter or aunt and uncle have put you to sleep. But sometimes you need that reassurance. Sometimes you need to know that they're going to be there. And this is what happened. And Mommy gives them a very special pet name, like I know that you probably have one too. And here's the step, the pet name that she's given to her person, her child, is called Stinky Face. I miss you, my little Stinky Face, said Mommy on the phone. But I had a question. Mommy, do you miss me so much that you're coming right home to me no matter what? I'm coming today, said Mommy, on a big silver airplane. Now, some of you mommies and daddies, you go on a trip, and you have to wait till they come home. But Mommy, what if the airplane forgets how to fly? If that airplane forgets how to fly, I'll hop in the basket of a hot air balloon. I'll soar past clouds and stars until I see your window. Then I'll float right into your room. But Mommy, what if the balloon runs out of hot air and you have to land in the middle of the desert? If I have to land in the middle of the desert, I'll climb up on a camel and run him like a racehorse all the way home. Go up, go up, go up. But Mommy, what if the camel gets so tired that he just won't take another step and he leaves him stranded in the jungle? I'll search that jungle for a cheetah, the fastest animal there is. I'll jump on her back and she'll race me straight home to you. I don't think he's quite convinced. But Mommy, what if the cheetah is the one to leave the jungle? If the cheetah is the one to leave the jungle, I'll hunt you down. Some pirates digging for buried treasures, and ask them to sail me home to you on their big ship. But Mommy, what if the terrible pirates make you walk the gangplank? Aye, sailor. Then I'll find the speediest shark in the ocean, and I'll grab onto his fins, and I'll use it to steer, and we'll skim through the high seas all the way home to you. It'll be a happy shark that's smiley. But Mommy, what if this shark wants to nibble you into millions of tiny pieces? If the shark tries that, I'll leap from his greedy jaws and body surf to shore. I'll call the bravest astronaut and hitch a ride on their supersonic spaceship, and we'll be home to you faster than the speed of light. But Mama, what if their spaceship gets stuck through a black hole and takes you far back in time to a big old castle instead of to our house? If the spaceship lands that far back in time, I'll look around for a magic dragon. I'll climb the way up on her back and whisper in her ear just how much I miss you. The magic dragon will fly me through time right back to you. But Mama, where would such a big magic dragon land? I think there's enough room on the driveway if you make sure your bike's put away. Of course, you know I'm a mom. I'll put it away. But Mama, The airplane is how you'll probably come home, right? Probably. I miss you, Mama. And I miss you, my little stinky face. Boys and girls, if your mommy or daddy are on a trip, they can't wait to get back home. Nothing will stop them from getting back home. And nothing will stop you from asking all the questions to make sure that you're right there. And when you wake up, Mommy and Daddy will be there giving you that hug and kiss because they're so special. What do you think of that, Starfish?
That story sounds great. Finding your place. Sometimes it might seem like it's hard to find your place and you have no idea on where to even begin. There's so many places that you can even think of. Maybe underneath the stairs, in your backyard, underneath covers. Where can my place be? But boys and girls, finding your place can also be finding your place amongst your family members, finding your place at school, who you want to be, where you want to be, what you want to be known for, finding your own place. And in a couple of hours or a couple of minutes, I think your place might be sleeping on the bed.
And we always like that very favorite song because a lot of boys and girls, mommies and daddies, always call me and tell me that they love to see that very special moment when you're in your bed, on your pillow, and your eyes are closed. You are just like a star to them because, boys and girls, you're in the dreamy land. You've got that smile on your face thinking of all the things that you did today and finding your place. I know that, boys and girls, you thought, I will never go to sleep. I don't care what you do, what you say. I had so much fun all the day. So now it's time to close your eyes. And some of you already have your eyes closed. I already see Jalen and Jacqueline. They're already asleep. And there is Monica. Monica is trying to stay up, but no. She's saying, no, Mommy, I don't want to go. And there's Randy. Always trying to do it. Take that thumb out your mouth, Randy. It's not time to do it. It's not time to go. And little Derek, what are you doing? You're already asleep with the bottle in your mouth. And Carol, what are you doing, Miss Carol? Thinking of all those boys and girls because you know how to make them go to sleep during school time. So I know that when you're home, you can be able to get those children to sleep because you know exactly what to say. And so does Tony Ann. Tony Ann, you didn't think you'd be able to get your baby to sleep, but guess what? You turn around, you look down, and they're sound asleep. The best little thing that you could ever see. They're so innocent when they sleep. So innocent, they just drift off to sleep.
So boys and girls, look out your window. If it's dark at your home, do you see it? Yes, it's that shining, flickering light. I see it out my window. It's a star. So as we gaze upon the same star, let's dream. Let's make a wish. What do we wish for as we dream into dreamland? Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, Just Like a Star.
Just like a star across my sky. Just like an angel.
Rand Amy Ray.
You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a star. song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still, I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
Welcome all the new moms and dads that are joining us each Sunday, because you are our friends. And I want to make sure that each and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. or 4:30 p.m. if you're in the West Coast time, that you join Blake Radio Network, Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and Starfish, because you are a friend, by Randy Neiman.
Good
night.
You've got a friend in me.
Good night, Tony Ann.
You've got a friend in me.
Good night, Taylor.
When you're rolling rough ahead in your miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
So nice of you to join us.
Remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Finding your place.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
All this song
maybe, but none of them would ever love you the way I do.
What's that?
It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die.
We're getting hundreds and hundreds.
You're going to see if God can't stop me. You got a friend in me.
You're not alone in trying to go to sleep.
You got a friend in me.
You're not alone in going to sleep.
You got a friend in me.
Good night, Summer. Good night, Brett. And good night, Carol. Aunt Jewel has some very special books that she would love for you to hear next Sunday.
because reading is important. Reading helps you to imagine. It helps you to guide you what you want to do, what you want to say, and what you want to be. Reading is so much fun. It's such an accomplishment. Such an accomplishment when you hear a child say, "I can read too." It makes you feel so good. It also makes them feel good when they can write their name. So stay tuned each week to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network. And good night, Farrell. I know that you have probably already gone to sleep. Papa, I know you're ready. You're all ready. You have both of your little paws on each. And you have your tail that's not wagging anymore. And you have your mommy, Nene, right there with you. And good night also, Denise. You have some special treats that are coming to you. And Colette, Grandpa, Grandma. You're talking to both of your little grandchildren. Good night. Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories with Starfish. Thank you for coming to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime. We'll see you next Sunday.
Good night. Have a wonderful night. Sweet dreams, everyone.